Hello, my name is Yiyun Lin. I'm a PhD student from The Ohio State University. Today, I would like to share my research on flower longevity. The title will be, Will the Flowers Wilt or Survive? Let the Genes Decide. So here's the meme I made. So what does it mean? Well, it's simple. We don't like flowers that's wilted. We like flowers that stays open for a long time. So I'm going to do a little survey here. Show me your hand if you think flowers are expensive. Good. Looks like a lot of us think that flowers are expensive. And because the wilting or the senescence of flowers can reduce the value, it's important for us to understand how the flower senescence process is regulated. So how do we do that? Well, from a previous transcriptomic study, we found that there were a lot of biological pathways that are upregulated during this flower senescence process. And one of those pathways that caught my special attention is the autophagy pathway. It's a pathway that regulates the degradation of damaged or unnecessary cellular components. This pathway has been studied in both animals and plants for the increase of longevity. Okay, so now that we have a potential regulatory pathway, what do we do with it? Well, we want to figure out what it does during this flower senescence process, and we're able to study that by looking at the function of those genes that's involved in this pathway using genetic methods. And the method that I use is called virus-induced gene silencing. It's a technique that's developed to downregulate genes in plants in a high-throughput manner. So in my study, we tested 9 individual genes in this pathway, and 2 of those genes, when they were downregulated, it actually decreased the longevity of the flowers. So we can conclude that autophagy does negatively regulate flower senescence. So if we were to upregulate either of those genes, it may make flower last longer. So in addition to flower longevity, in my study, we also see that these 2 genes, when they also have an effect on flower numbers, flower biomass, or shoot biomass, all of which are important features to the floriculture industry. So I hope that what happens in my research doesn't just stay as basic research, and I hope that either these 2 genes can be taken into the industry through molecular breeding or biotechnology to improve the quality of ornamental crafts to make our customer happy again. Thank you.